With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's our buddy, Tyvus Powell. You can hear him on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Tyvus, good to have you with us, sir.
Hi, guys. How are you guys doing? You know, I know yesterday didn't go as planned, but, you know, the sun came up today, didn't it?
Not really. It was cold, man. I thought it was going to snow.
It was under 40 at my house.
You know, yeah, I don't know. What world are you living in? I don't know. They must have a lot of sunshine in Bedford when you were growing up, way more than the rest of the town.
Well, when you're in Columbus, Ohio, it's always shining. Sun is always shining down here. So
10 degrees warmer. 10 degrees warmer. Yes. They put a little beach up on the Olentangy, you'll be all set.
It's people out here in shorts and tank tops. I don't know what y'all got going on up there.
Oh, man, it's amazing what a few counties can do. Tyvus, and I know you guys had the postgame show yesterday, and we talked. Hey, what about that third consecutive 100-yard game? Huh? That didn't happen. Everyone was like, I think Amari Cooper, he's going to have 100 yards again. The three of you guys during Factor Fiction. And I was like, and I felt the peer pressure to say, all right, yeah, I think he's going to get 100. But that didn't happen, and a lot of other things didn't happen either.
Well, you know, the one thing, it's funny that you bring that up because I was thinking about that earlier today. You know, I was a little hesitant myself, and I should have went with my gut feeling because I really do respect A.J. Terrell as a corner. I think he is really good in coverage. But the thing we forgot is that, you know, the Falcons watch film. These defensive coordinators get paid, too. And, of course, Amari Cooper's been doing so well for the past couple of weeks. Yeah, you got to stop that guy. Him and Jacoby Brissett have something going on. You have to throw Jacoby Brissett off. So you have to, you know, roll coverage that way. And, like I say, A.J. Terrell did a great job of having him covered.
Andy really cares about those predictions in that pregame show. I got to tell you,
it's a good segment, though. Right? I mean, Meredith, that was probably one of our best. That was one of our best Factor Fictions yesterday. Hey, what happened on that? Sorry, what happened on the big play at the end, the 45-yard pickup that ended up with a face masking call as well, and really just put the Falcons in position to get that field goal? What happened?
So what it is that, you know, it could be eliminated with some pre-snap communication from the corners. You know, they would have to. So this is typically how it goes. I was telling Jeff about this yesterday. So you get the formation. I think it's 2x2. Both receivers are in reduced splits, meaning that they're close to the offensive line. So offenses do this because the Browns like to press. And to get them to play off, you have to do reduced splits because you don't want corners pressing in a reduced split. So the Browns is playing off. As a corner, you're supposed to alert, you know, your linebackers, your hook droppers. You want them to know that, hey, these splits is tight, and if he runs over, I'm going to alert the over on the snap, so you'll be able to, so the linebacker think to himself, okay, if you're going to tell me it's an over route, I know it's coming. I know to turn around and look for it. But clearly that didn't go on. So they ended up running the over route, and it was a play action on the play. And, the Falcons have been running the ball so successfully that the linebackers have no choice but to come up there and respect the run. So when you go up there, after you bite the run, it's called an OS drop. That's what we call it.
Yeah.
OSHI, and you can put the
we got it.
Yeah. Letter.
You got to call it that because you bite the run, and then once you realize it's pass, every linebacker says, and takes off and starts running. So when you do that, you run to your landmark, and they did it. They end up getting back to their landmark, but the problem is Joe Woods is teaching this 99-9, which means it's all quarterback-driven. So when you do your drops, your eyes is always locked in on the quarterback, and you kind of melt with them. You kind of shuffle. You get to your landmark, and you kind of shuffle side to side wherever the quarterback's looking. That's the side that you kind of favor. Well, in this situation, you gotta look up the route. You know, after you've been panicked and you're trying to get back, you got to turn around and see what route is close to your zone, and you got to kind of man it up on that play. And that just didn't happen on that play. And they kind of got to their zones, and they turned back around, look at the quarterback, and never found the wide receiver, which I think it was only a two-man route, and that's why he was wide open like that.
Tyvus, you got to help. Like, I'm listening to you, and I feel like I'm in class, and so, like, we're watching, and you're drawing this up on the board, and you're giving me all kinds of stuff. Doesn't it make sense on a play like that, play action, and a little bit of it felt like it was a busted play at the end. Was it straight play action or was it a busted play?
No, it was play action.
Okay.
But the thing that what made the play like become so successful is that we lost contain. Our DN kind of went inside and they buried him inside, and Marcus Mariota just scrambled outside of that and had all the time in the world to throw the ball. So that's why he was able to get his eyes downfield and find that guy open.
Okay. So I'm saying, so let's just say you're in an OS drop, okay? Gotcha. Mm-hmm. On that, right? And I mean, at some point, doesn't like natural instinct say, hey, find a man and don't let somebody get behind me, right?
Yes, that's what you think. But if you go back and watch the play, every linebacker got to their spots and turned back around and looked at the quarterback. They never found or located the wide receiver who was running wide open. So that's what I'm saying. They gotta realize that if you're going to do that, you turn around. But, and again, like I said, this is some advanced stuff. If the corner alerts it before the play even begins, now when you do that OS drop, you're going to be like, well, let me go find that over, because that's probably what they're running, and you'll know where to go. But, you know, it's just, like I say, so many times that this defense looks young and inexperienced. And then on top of that, I was watching some tape today, and I seen the run fits. It was like one of these run fits, and you could tell our linebackers are just not there yet, because it was – okay, so when you're in the run fits, this defense is so simple, because when you turn the tape on, anybody that's watching, when you turn the tape on, you can tell who has what gap, because the D-line is going to line up in their gaps, and the linebackers is basically going to stand above their gaps. So you know that that's the gap that they have. So on this particular play, both linebackers had the 2A gaps. One had the front side, the other one had the backside. And on this play, they pulled the guard, and he went backside. And I'm a safety, and I know this, okay, because I'd have played in the box. If your gap gets canceled and the guard pulls, you have to fall back to where the guard is going, because he's creating the extra gap, and that would be your gap. And both linebackers never seen the pulling guard. And it was just, they created a whole extra gap and they gashed us on the play. And it's just like, I don't know, like, is that not being taught, or is it just because they're inexperienced? I don't know. But if I'm a safety and I know that, then the linebackers should know that like the back of their head.
Tyvus Powell joining us. You hear him on the Browns Radio Network, former Bedford Bearcat, Ohio State Buckeye, NFL defensive back. You and I talked about this yesterday. It would appear too often so far this year, I think, but the Browns are really close. Okay, we say could be 4-0. Should have had that Jets game. That was, you know, you gave it away at the end. Yesterday, you just didn't take control when you had many opportunities to take control. If you're in the locker room, are you thinking, man, we're this close. We're right there. Or do you think, man, we can't get over the hump? Because those are two very different feelings.
Yes, it is. I think that if I'm in the locker room, I'm saying that we are very close, because every game has come down to the fourth quarter, and we've had a chance to take off, and we haven't done it. So it's like, man, it's there. We just have to figure out what it is that we need to critique. Because it's like I say, every game is not the entire game. It's a few plays in the game that changes everything. And they have to find a way to eliminate those plays. You know, and from a secondary standpoint, you want to play everything deep to short. So you just, if you give up something, it's a check down route or something like that. That's how we play it in with the back seven. You want to force the quarterback to take check downs and dink and dunk their way down the field. Don't give up the chunk plays. If it's in the run game, that yesterday's game to me was a more of a physical thing, and it was a mindset thing. You know, they it was a big reality check. Like, it was old school. Like, listen, our 11 is better than your 11. We're not about to run no schemes. It's like the Atlanta Falcons took they play call sheet, threw it to the side and say, listen, our 11 is more physical than their 11. This is what we're going to do until they stop it. And we had no answer for it. And that, for the first time, I've seen us like not respond. And that's, you can say that's because we didn't have our D-line in there, or we don't have our starting linebacker in there, or whatever the case may be. But you could definitely say that the defense missed that leadership out there. You could tell Miles and Anthony Walker wasn't out there because nobody seemed to have wanted to stand up for themselves. Like, listen, enough is enough. As a defensive player, I'm not about to keep getting pushed around. Like, you got to put your foot down at some point and stop the run. And we just didn't see that. And Atlanta just took advantage of that for that whole fourth quarter.
All right, Tyvus, fill out this equation. You're 2-2 against Baker Mayfield, Mitch Trubisky, Joe Flacco, and Marcus Mariota. Ahead, Justin Herbert, whoever the Patriots have a quarterback, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Tua, Josh Allen, and some guy named Tom Brady. I mean, if they struggled and ended up going 2-2 against the quarterbacks we've just witnessed, what kind of feeling should you have moving forward? And I know you're going to say, I played the game. It's one game at a time. I just got to worry about Justin this week. But I know that you're thinking that, but what I'm saying is it is hard not to look ahead.
And you don't. You think you know me, and you don't. This is what I would say. If I'm the Cleveland Browns, I'm always optimistic, and everybody knows that Tyrus is very optimistic about everything.
Yes, you are.
And I'm saying to myself, listen, we've seen a lot of mistakes that we've made, right, in games. We have to find a way to nip them in the bud because technically, if we eliminate the mistake, we're technically beating ourselves on defense. The reason that these games are close is because we're making mistakes and allowing these offenses to capitalize. I think they have to find a better way to learn what the game plan is and execute the game plan. Because, like I say, even though people hate him right now, I do believe Joe Woods is calling great plays. The players are not executing. And like I say, you can blame that on Joe Woods because it is partially his fault that if you're teaching something that they can't execute, then you probably need to run something else. That's part of it. But if they find a way to execute, they will be in a lot of games. And that's the optimism right there. Like, listen, you go back and you eliminate a fourth quarter of a lot of games, which is funny that you got to eliminate a whole quarter. You eliminate a fourth quarter of a game, we're not in any close games. So we're running away with these games. And that we just have to find a way to play perfect from now here on out. Like, the defense have given up everything they can. They have to hold themselves responsible and accountable that they can't allow this to happen anymore. The offense is already at a disadvantage, some would say, because they don't have the starting quarterback. And the only reason these games is close is because the defense isn't executing, who should have been they were supposed to be the focal point or the strong point of this team, and they have been letting us down this entire season.
Tyvus, thank you, buddy. We'll see you on Sunday.
Tyvus, thanks for reminding me the sun's on the other side of the clouds. Thanks, man.
I'll see y'all Sunday. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all day.
Talk to you later.
Tyvus Powell, Browns Radio Network, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.